Okay, we're starting now. The Gemara in Sukkah. 27B. Chav Zayin Beis says it this. Tan Rabban. The rabbi's teacher. Maisa, there was a story. Rabbi Loi. This man, Rabbi Loi, great man. Shahalach lahagbil pnei Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Belud. It once happened that Rabbi Loi went to visit Rabbi Loza, his teacher, in the city of Lud during the festival. 24, Oscar. Rabbi Loi traveled to Lud on the day before Sukkot and spent the first day of the festival with his teacher. Hilcha Sukkah. Amaloi, Rabbi Loza said to him, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Eloi, Eloi, it's his Talmud, it's called a rabbi, Eloi, you are not among those who rest on the festival. 25, you are not celebrating the festival properly. Why? Shahaya, Rabbi Eliezer, the rabbi used to say, Meshabeach ani esaslanim, I praise the lazy people. We believe in that one. I praise the lazy people. Different reason why though. She'ein yoytzim mibatein beregel. They don't leave their homes on Yom Tov. Instead, they remain in their homes with their wives. The Chesiv is Samachta Ato Vesecha, it says by the Lomtiv of Sukkot, Deuteronomy, that you're supposed to keep, be at home with your wife. So therefore he told him, you did the wrong move. Proper rejoicing, reading article, proper rejoicing on the festival demands that one remain at home, celebrating the festival with his spouse. And even though many people stay at home all year, due to the laziness, and not because of the mitzvah, in this instance they're right. A broken clock right twice a day. So the guy's a lazy bum. Okay, the lazy bum normally is not a good thing. I guess not a good thing. That's what he's trying to say. I would necessarily say it, but he said not a good thing. But when you stay home on Yom Tov because you're lazy, it landed up being a good thing. That is the Rabbi Elazar. Now the Maratz Chiyus 1800s asked a bomb question, and he writes about the end of the question with Tzarech Iyun Gadol. It needs great analysis. Now what is this question? I can't sing, but what does we say in the Agada? Maisa, Buat, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfin. I don't forget the order right, because the order is very important. They sat in Bnei Brak, and they were talking Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Maratz Chiyus says, wait a second, Rabbi Elazar, aren't you the person who says, Ein Yoitzim Mibatein Beregel, don't leave your house on Regel? What do we say? Do as I say, not do as I, what's the word, what's the phrase there?
As I say, not as I do.
Right. So, Rabbi Loza, what's going on here, Rabbi Loza? You're the one telling everyone.
That's his house. No, if she lived there.
Oh, not bad. Wrong, but not bad. No, it's a good thought process. What? Not bad. Maybe. Yes. First question he wants to ask. How do we know? Because it says, where were they sitting?
Bnei Brak.
So, it happens to be that the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived in Lud. And you know who lived in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Akiva. So they went to Rabbi Akiva's hometown. What are we going to answer? They went to Rabbi Akiva, Bnei Brak. So the question is, Rabbi Elazar, what are you doing in the wrong place? You belong in Lud with your family. So we're going to do several answers. But we do want to give a shout out to Israel, who probably peaked in the Agada, called the Legacy Agada. Because in the Legacy Agada, we bring several answers. We're not going to do those answers, all of them tonight, because we're going to do different answers. But the Legacy of God is limited. It can only quote people who pass away without children. So therefore, we can't give all some of these answers people had children. But there's a Rav Tavyoimi, who has a beautiful biography there, very unknown person, beautiful picture I might add as well. And he gives the answer we're going to get to, we're going to come around to, because he gives it much more by Riches. He didn't just say it while he was eating pizza. And he says what Azil says. He says that, Mehecha Teisa, who says his family didn't go with him? So that's going to be the answer we're going to get to is going to be that answer. But before we get to the other answers,
I'll prove to you the family was not there. Because they were staying up till Alayis HaShachar.
Right.
Special Shachars. You think their wives would have let them stay up by then?
I hear. Is that, I don't know.
What is that new? Let's go. We want to go home already.
Not sure. I think all the Rebbes that have all night Siddurim are the wives pushing it. There's a great thing to read. If you can get it. The description of the Netziv. I sent out an email. The description of the Netziv's. The son wrote a description of his father's Seder in Volozhin. Mind-blowingly amazing. And he writes that it was a festive occasion, hundreds of students, and the women were there serving and singing. It's an amazing idea. So I don't know if all these long Siddurim, if the women would be pushing. I'm not sure if that's a true statement. I gotta know. I'm not sure. So answer number one, by the way, did not make the Legacy Agada, even though the answer number one is by the Shalom Eshev, who, by the way, passed away without kids. So it could have made the Legacy Agada. And the yard site is today. Therefore, good one. The yard said this today, so we should be zeichav his neshama for us as well. Wow. He died 150 years ago. And he says an answer like this. I didn't put it in because I wasn't sure how much I really get it. And he wants to say like this, that it's a hard answer. His answer is that since it's a mitzvah of l'saper, b'yitzias Mitzrayim, kol halayla, so I think he's saying. So the hint, the concept of being at home is not necessarily with your children, what I always thought it meant. Even though Oscar said here, proper rejoicing with the festival demands that one remain at home, celebrate the festival with his spouse. I thought it meant, you know, it said the pasuk is v'samachta ata ubeisecha, ishta zubeisa. I always thought it meant the whole mishpacha with chinuch. But he's saying it meant with a wife. And since Pesach night, the obligation is to stay up the whole night. So people are not going to be rejoicing with their wives. The Pesach's the exception. When Rabbi Eliezer is talking about that you're supposed to stay home, he's talking about sukkahs. The Gemara is talking about sukkahs. And he says, yeah, maybe Shavuos. Maybe Shavuos, because Shavuos is not halacha to stay up the whole night. And therefore, when it comes to Pesach...
Why Pesach?
Because Pesach, you're supposed to stay up the whole night. So if you're supposed to stay up the whole night learning, you're not with your wife anyway. And the whole chiyuv to...
You're supposed to be up the whole night on Pesach?
Yes.
The Seder
is supposed to be the whole night. Now, what they say is, if you leave the Rambam's Lashon, just because you brought it up, is that, this is what I try to do, is that you don't go to sleep. You fall asleep. That means...
You have to finish that Mikhailo before Chatzot.
Yeah. So people learn the whole night. In fact, in the Legacy of God, we discussed that a couple weeks ago, how some of the great rabbis finished our Seder about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they learned the whole night. There is a gong to stay up the whole night. We can maybe discuss that in the Shabbos Gal Drasha, if it's halachas, if it's CBT, to try and what exactly you're supposed to do. But there absolutely is an inyan for sure, what the word inyan means, to stay up the whole night. In fact, one of my rabbis used to tell me that the inyan of staying up Shavuos the whole night is much less than the inyan of staying up Pesach the whole night. And Pesach, staying up the whole night, not everyone does. Shavuos, everyone does. Shavuos is from an Arizal 1500s, and the Sabbath Yitzchak Chaim Kala Laila seems to be a very serious concept. And so therefore he says, since everyone has to stay up the entire night, and that's the mitzvah, we got to the whole night. So if you're not your wife anyway, that's what the Shalom Mishra says. I didn't put it in because I don't know the Maisa, first night, second night, what about the daytime? Is he's limiting, and maybe I'm wrong, he's limiting the mitzvah of staying home just to the, be with your wife at night. I don't know, is that the whole thing? I thought the mitzvah be home is about everything being home. So yes, but be home with anyway. So I'm not sure, but he gives this answer. He seems to be saying that it's limited to rejoicing with your wife literally, since you're not going to do a Pesach night anyway, which is brought down in Svarim not to be with women. About to be with wives on Pesach by night. So Pesach is the exception. When you read the Gemara and he says, Meshaveach Yaslanim, again, the story here is related to Sukkot, but he doesn't say that at all. It seems to be a universal thing for all the Yom Tovim, but it seems to be the Shalom Eshav said, no, Pesach is an exception. Pesach, you do not have this halacha of staying home, again, because of the being with your wife. That's answer number one. Bechirishva. Now, what I was saying a second ago, just to remind you, since it's the inyan of not to go to sleep at night, so I think that's what people should do. We instituted ourselves from the Bethel community. That means that you do whatever you do. You finish whatever you finish. You eat afkayim by midnight. And then what you do is, you don't go to sleep. You put yourself in this when you fall asleep. I do it on Shavuos also. So for example, best way to do it is just think of Rabbi Hubba giving a shir. That seems to be a masterful effect at automatically putting people to sleep.
That's why Snow's long.
He is?
Oh. He has a more elaborate description.
So, or you put yourself in a comfortable chair. Listen, after four cups of wine, it depends on what you drink on a regular day.
5%.
Right, I get the light stuff. I get the light stuff. But it's a whole night, eating a lot and everything like that. But you don't go to sleep. You put yourself in this room, you're falling asleep. And the Lashon says, you're supposed to stay up the whole night. It's actually, it's fena shina. It actually says it. Until sleep grabs you. It's much you should not be going to sleep. That's what it seems like. What? You're not supposed to go to sleep. So it says until you fall asleep. So that's answer number one. Fine. Answer number two of why. On this Tzarech Iyan Godol, Paramarat Chayis is Kasha. Tzarech Iyan Godol. He says, how's it possible? Rabbi Elazar is doing over here. Meshbech is not Salam. He's sitting in Bnei Brak. Answer number two, that this is also not in the Legacy of Godol, is that Rabbi Elazar elsewhere says that when it comes to Yom Tov, in Beya, Tazvav Beya, it's 15b in Beya, he says when it comes to Yom Tov, you're supposed to pick and choose, except for Shavuos. Kuloi Lashem or Kuloi Lachem. I don't know exactly how this plays out, Kuloi Lachem. Kuloi Lachem seems to be all on in physicality. I don't even know what that means. Or Kuloi Lashem is the other way. But you have an option. So he wants to say, some of these people give this answer. It's a little interesting that the two Shitas Rabbi Elazar, which seem to be, that's why it's contradictory. One says, stay home with the Mishpacha. And one says, once you're home with your Mishpacha, you have a choice. All good or bad. The answer here that once he realizes he can go to his Rabbi Akiva's house, that'll be such a spiritual endeavor that he decided Kula Hashem that year. So he didn't violate Mishabech Zatzlan, which means, again, this answer is a little hard. The answer is saying that when he said, stay home, he meant either stay home and then you have an option, Kula Hashem, Kula Hashem, all physicality, all spirituality. But if you're going to go all spirituality and get a better option elsewhere, then you could do it. Again, I find this slightly difficult to grasp because, now, again, this question does come up. The famous question comes up, they speak about 5 years ago, if the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aim, you have to respect your parents, and does it apply for Talmud Torah? So let's say your parents say, stay home, don't dorm, and you think dorm will be better in Pliny Yeshiva, so how much do you have to listen? So the answer becomes the system. If you're gaining more, elsewhere there's a possibility you could do it, because Talmud Torah, you don't have to listen. So here we're saying what? When he said, if you'd only read Gemara Sukkah 27b, you'd say he said you have to be home. Yeah, but he meant, of course, be home if you're not going to be that good of a tzaddik. I don't know. That's what he seems to say. And again, you have to know how much were they there. We're agreeing that they stopped Kriyas Yamsef Sibri Tzim time in the morning. So I think it has to go into the Chesron. Let's say you're going to learn by night. Let's say it's 8 hours. 8 hours, Mama spirituality. But then what about the rest of the Yom Tov? You keep 2 days or 1 day. They're in a Tzol. 1 day Bnei Brak. So what about the next 12 hours? Maybe if you'd stay home, those hours. I'm not sure. I can't answer these things. But that is an answer given by many people. The third answer given, which is the wildest one, everyone doesn't understand it. It's a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes proves this from the Mishnayos. Sfas Emes says, what's after the Maaser Rabbi Elazar? What's the next stanza in the Agada? No, skipped one in between. We say Maaser Rabbi Elazar, keep your time from the Rabbi Elazar. Ad Shavoga, Tamideyim, Amru, Agiyash, Kriyash, Mashal, Shachas. Then what? No, you went too far. What's the next stanza in the Agada? I don't even touch the Agada with your pizza hands. The next stanza is?
Israel's
really good with this. We need about curry.
Oh, the
no, that's what he said. In between. Should I clean my hands and take one out?
No.
Hands are clean. So after Maaser Rabbi Elazar comes, and this is, by the way, a very fascinating Sfas Emes to know anyway. No, that's way later. Here's the next words, right before Baruch HaMakom. Hold on. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Sfas Emes is a kasha. What's it doing there? Got it. Balei lois. In general, there are two obligations on CBT. You try. There's every night obligation, and then there's a once a year Pesach obligation. The easy way to do it is Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim. Zechiras means every night, and the CBT Yitzrayim, which means Pesach. That's the way to separate. But that Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lois Yitzchamim say balei lois, is not referring to CBT Yitzrayim. It's referring to what? To Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim, which is a nightly obligation. So the Sfas Emes, among others, but he's going to give the answer that's mind-blowing. The question is, what is it doing in the Agada? If you're reading a story, Maaser Rabbi Elazar, that understands. Baruch HaMakom, maybe. Dayenu Zichu, we understand, right? What is Amar Rabbi Elazar about regularly Yetzias Yitzrayim on a regular... Tonight, we can read it tonight. Right now, read the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, do I have to say Mitzrayim tonight or not? Is there a Chiv every night of the year or not? Okay, we can discuss that right now. It's a regular Thursday night now. Why are we bringing that in? Why are we bringing that in over there? And there are many, many, many answers for that. But Sfas Emes is Chiddush Neira is to prove to you that the story that occurred with the five Gedolim is not going on Pesach by night. That's what he says. Massive Chiddush of what he called the Sfas Emes. That's the Sfas Emes Chiddush. You could probably write a whole Kuntres on that Chiddush. But among the Terutzim, his grandson comes up and says, "Wait a second." The Zayda says a Teretz that to answer a separate question. Question is, what is this stanza doing over here in the Agada? The answer is, it's telling you that the stanza before was not on Pesach by night. Oh, not by Pesach night. We have no stira. Because what did Rabbi Elazar say? Be home on when?
On
Yom Tov. Not on a regular Thursday night. So the answer is the question. Of course, the other questions we're having, what we're doing is the first two answers. Either yet more spirituality. Either there's the exception to Yom Tov, you can't be wife.
Why is it the Agada again?
Oh, wait. Let's go step by step. Excellent. So let's just get it straight. The first two answers are saying that when we read Rabbi Elazar's statement of be home, it doesn't always mean be home. Maybe not Pesach, maybe it depends how spiritual. This answer is saying that we don't have to answer the question. There is no question. He of course, he stays home. He always was home for Pesach. This time he wasn't. Why wasn't he? Because the Haggadah quotes the Zechir Sis Tribe. So then he asked the Baham Kasha. So what's this whole thing doing there, Gadah? So your question now is a question on the Sfas Emes, not on this answer on our question. Let's get it straight. We're asking how do he contradict himself. He didn't contradict himself. You're saying, wait a second. But then why is the story here also?
Yeah.
That's for sure a good question. It's that question on the spot sentence. Okay, maybe. No, you don't need that. So the question becomes on the Swasemis. The Swasemis' question is unbelievable. What is this story? What is the Amr Blaza of regularly Tzitzit Shemayim by Leila is doing here? So he says, because the story's not on Pesach by night either. So the next follow-up question will be, okay, so then what's the whole thing doing here? So that you have to see on the Swasemis, there are many tourists. And what this the approach is going to be, not for tonight's class, I'm going to say that even though I don't believe this for 1 second, we'll talk about it by Shabbos Gal Drasha. I don't even believe that myself when I say that stuff half the time, because I'm not going to remember in 2 weeks what I said. But the approach is going to be this direction. You got to work your own pilpul. The Lublin has to go Lublin. I have to do Galtiana. He has to do Ubalanda. We also do our own approach. What has to be is this. That the nightly obligation teaches us something about the Sipit Tzitzit obligation, or once a year obligation. That means, as a weak example, once I know there's an obligation every night, I know there's a secondary one on once a year. But I didn't know every night, I wouldn't know there's a separate one. You're going to go in that type of direction. The two is what we need together. But that's not for tonight's lesson. Tonight we're just discussing this contradiction potentially is if we use Eved Haas or not. So we gave three answers so far. I'm going to skip a couple.
Then again, you need it. Then again, it's negative place of night.
Right. That's the pilpul that's going to have to happen. Correct. We're discussing, right? That's going to be the answer. We're discussing the every night obligation, because the every night obligation, when you put a spotlight on it, is going to reveal that there is a once a year obligation.
This is not right then. Again,
no, he's I'll answer what he's saying. He's saying that the every night is going to prove what happens, that there is an obligation to CBT time by once a year. So this story of the every night is here to tell us there's an obligation number one every night. And by the way, now we kick into the ladder and we realize, oh, there is every night. Therefore, we know there has to be a separate one on once a year. Otherwise, we wouldn't know
this.
Svasemis openly says. He openly says this mice did not happen on Pesach Panat. Big chiddush about the Svasemis. I'm not sure why it's not a more famous Svasemis. Maybe because it's such a wild idea. Another answer I saw, which again I find difficult myself.
But if the Schira has to be there to tell you they need Sipper that night, then again it should be Pesach night. That's what I'm asking of the Svasemis.
You are right. It's going in circles. You are correct. That means if it didn't happen, this is what I think you're saying. If it didn't happen by Pesach by night, then what's it doing here? Oh, we're going to need it to teach us what happened on CBC at the time by night. So then when did this happen? It could have been either way. It becomes a revolving door. Correct. The other answer I saw brought down, a little interesting, we have it by Megillah. We just did Purim. What do we do by Megillah? We tell everyone to come to Shul. There's an Indian Pesuma Nisa. The more, the better. Now, do you switch from your local shuls to go to a bigger shul? That's all the halacha for Purim stories. But some want to say that even though Rabbi Elazar said you're supposed to stay home, that's again playing a game with the numbers game. What about kalamarba? Kalamarba li tzapi tzitzit. Normally you understand the word kalamarba means in time-wise. Don't finish your seder at 11 o'clock. Kalamarba means elongate it and make it longer. But some want to learn. When you get to the seder, you should know that. Kalamarba also means people-wise. Instead of three people, have 13 people. Have 18 people. More people. More people is a better seder. So they want to say, on interpreting kalamarba in a weird, in a other way, instead of saying kalamarba meaning time-wise, kalamarba means people-wise, they want to say, oh, you're going to do kalamarba people-wise, then guess what? He will agree, if there's equal amount of people, go to your rabbi and stay home. Stay home. Meshabeach hazid aslanim. I praise the lazy people who stay home. Why stay home? Because in order to stay home, you'll have the advantage of being with your family. But if you can go to a kalamarba, I don't know what the number's going to be. Maybe one more, maybe 12 more. I have no idea. I can't answer that question. But at a certain point when there's more, even Rabbi Elazar will agree, you know what? Switch teams. Go to the more as opposed to the house. Again, when you're reading a Gemara in Sukkah 27b, when he's saying, listen, Rabbi Ilya, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here at all. It's hard to say that this Gemara meant, well, Rabbi Ilya, because of your situation, X, Y, and Z. I don't know. But all of these tourists are coming onto the situation X, Y, and Z. Rabbi Ilya, you messed up. But had it been a different way, we would understand why you're here. Either you be with more people at my seder, and that was Sukkah anyway, or it's going to be more spirituality, or Pesach is different. All these tourists, it's again vague in the Gemara. Now for the answer from Rabbi Tavyami. Rabbi Tavyami has in Hebrew, I couldn't do justice. I feel bad, Israel. Israel guessed it. When you look at the legacy of Gadda, as great as it is, and it's great, this one was tough. He has an unbelievable essay, and he says like this. Karban Pesach is a special mitzvah. It's one of two mitzvahs essay that if you don't do it, you're not doing something we discuss all the time, when you don't do a mitzvah, it's not as bad as doing an avera. Eating pig is an actionable offense. Not putting on tefillin is an inactive offense. So usually, not putting on tefillin is less of a crime. There's only two exceptions to this inactive crime, inactive things. Bris Mila, you don't do a Bris Mila. Ultimate punishment of Karis. And the second one is going to be Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach. The Mishnah increases, list the first Mishnah, and says there are 36 Karises, and most of them are doing. Having relations with a sister, having relations with a mother, eating, violating your kippah, all active things. And then it says there's two mitzvah essays, Mila and Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach becomes a very fascinating, it's a very strict thing. And Rav Tev Yemi points out, when you start looking around, the whole people, nation, came toward Yerushalayim. And you read the stories where it says in different Gemaras that they used to know when they wanted to do a census, Agrippus HaMelech wanted to do a census, you know what he did? He said, let's find the Karban Pesach and count the animals there. We'll figure it out for that. Why? Because the Pesach time was a mass pilgrimage. And more than Sukkot, more than Shavuos, it seems like. As well.
Tells you how many families, right?
Yep. As well, if you read many Gemaras, it discusses about how the family came together. A person would say, does my son do this? Does my daughter do this? It became like a family unit. So he wants to learn Rav Tev Yemi, that even though, this Brazil did not add on, even though it seems like that this Maisa B'Lez Rav Kiva was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Kiva lived at that time, right? Rav Kiva, we already said it in the Thursday night class. He said, look, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, but the fox is walking, post. And he says this happened post.
Why were they in the Yerushalayim?
One of the reasons, some want to say, because Yerushalayim was dangerous at the time, that's a different answer, but he wants to say like this. He wants to say that they wanted to be in a place, but he speaks about that. He wants to say they want to be in a place where in Yerushalayim the days were, everyone came together, you went to the rabbis, this and that, and you had a certain atmosphere. They now were in the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. They wanted to recapture the old days. So you have to find a place that you could have that feeling to it. So he wants to say, Rav Tev Yemi, you have very few people who could house a large crowd and a chashav as well. Rabbi Kiva was one of those people who had Torah Gdula. He had the big physicality house to house a full family, while at the same time, he had the Rabbi Akiva. The old Torah went to Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Tev Yemi learns that the reason why they went to Rabbi Akiva, in Bnei Brak, like Israel said correctly, the entire Mishpacha. When Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Loi on Sukkot, you shouldn't be here, he didn't come with his family. But Rabbi Elazar himself went to Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak, he went with his Gansa Mishpacha. Because Rabbi Akiva had a big house, it says in a few places he was a wealthy person, and they were trying to recapture the original moments of what the Beis HaMikdash was like, because the Beis HaMikdash in the Karban Pesach, the Gemara says over here that the roofs used to come off from the singing of Hallel. It says the roofs came off. That's probably where the phrase comes from. The roof came off the thing. I think it's Pei Hei Mabez or something. They pay test in Pesachim. So it was a moment of glory, a moment of greatness. And that's what they were trying to recapture, even though they were in Golis. They said, like Israel was going to say a minute ago, wanted to go to Yerushalayim. Because think about that. You go back to Yerushalayim, what's the emotional
they
status?
The Karban Pesach, how would they get back to Bnei Brak before Yom
Kippur? Post Beis HaMikdash, I'm saying.
But the Mishnah talks about the Karban Pesach after the Karban.
Correct. We're agreeing with each other. So since,
how much after the
correct. But he's saying this story was post the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. They didn't want to go back to Yerushalayim because it would have been a depressing place. Like, even though Rabbi Kiva was the one who kept it upbeat. But they were going to hold it a depressing place. Hubner's going to add on that they went to Rabbi Kiva because of that. We spoke about this a few weeks ago on a Thursday night class when we spoke about Esther 127. Rabbi Kiva represented the paradigm of things aren't as bad as it looks. So they wanted to capture that essence, that moment, that greatness of what it was in the past. Rabbi Kiva is the perfect guy to go to. Not only is he positive reinforcement, not only does he have the space physically to hold everyone, he's also a Gadol, the Rav of Bnei Brak. So they went back there on purpose, and that's why they were in Bnei Brak, and that's why it adds in the detail. Because until now, we're asking a question. What is Rabbi Elazar doing by Rabbi Akiva? He left your house. Because we know from other Gemaras, Rabbi Akiva lived in Bnei Brak, and Rabbi Elazar lived in Lud. So what we could have done is, as he said correctly, Sternel, we could have written the stanza by leaving out Bnei Brak. And then Sternel could say, it's not a problem, they were in Rabbi Elazar's house. We have to figure out the other four are doing. But okay, we'll figure it out. But it added in Bnei Brak, played by Rabbi Akiva. So it's Kashmir Elazar, you contradicted yourself. You could have said they did it in Lud, and all the other rabbis didn't agree with it, you have to stay home, and they all came to Rabbi, right? But it says Bnei Brak added the detail. So the detail became a negative according to Rabbi Sternhill. Because the detail now says it messes up. No, the detail is added in to tell you what's going on here. You are limited in areas post-destruction of the Beit HaMikdash where you can go to someone and he has the capability of being both a physical place and a spiritual place together. Not Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, but the combination of the two together. And he came with his family as well. Just for the record, Rav Ruma Golis had no children. In the legacy of Agada, also quotes the answer, which I saw in other places as well, that there is a Tosefta in the Yerushalmi that all of these rabbis went together to Rome to take care of things. to bribe the government and stuff like that. And it says they landed in Yaffa, port of Yaffa, on Erev Pesach, they landed there. But they brought to Yaffa, is not far. So others want to learn that really they held, of course you have to stay home. Can't be away from your wife. The blood holds that way. That's not a normal situation.
They got stuck.
But here, they got stuck. They had to go to Atzalas Klal Yisrael. They had to save Klal Yisrael, so they went to Rome. And the Tesef said they came back Erev Pesach. So they made a trip, a short trip over to Bnei Brak. Wait, where are you going to go already? You're not home anyway. You might as well go to Bekiva's house. That will hopefully explain, potentially, he gave us several answers on why, potentially, he was in the wrong location. Hopefully, we'll be in Yerushalayim with the Beis Hamikdash Pekarov for the Pesach.